Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In addition, as part of consideration on that bill, an amendment was added that would reauthorize the Export-Import Bank through 2019. The Export-Import Bank is a critical funding mechanism for a number of our textile members. The House has already passed its version of a highway bill, which did not include the EXIM Bank provision. So when Congress returns in September, one of the orders of business will be to work out the differences between the two versions of these highway bills, and NCC will be working to ensure that as a part of that, the Export-Import Bank is reauthorized.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A number of other orders of business that they will be focused on. Primary among those will be figuring out what to do with the appropriations process, since none of the 12 appropriations bills have been signed into law yet for the new fiscal year that starts October 1. We will be focused primarily on the agriculture appropriations bill, which includes a number of funding priorities and other policy provisions that are important to the cotton industry.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What we expect to happen in September is for the House and Senate to pass a short-term continuing resolution, which essentially continues to fund the government at current levels on a short-term basis, while the House and Senate determine how to figure out a longer-term funding package, which we expect will be what's called an omnibus bill, which wraps all of the appropriations bills into one large package and tries to move that through the House and Senate later this year, which will then provide the funding for the remainder of the new fiscal year.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Other things we will be looking at in September and going forward are several ag-related bills that have already moved through the House this year, but we expect the Senate to consider those starting in September. And these include a reauthorization of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, action on a food labeling bill that deals with GMO and non-GMO products, and then also a bill to either repeal or to make voluntary country of origin labeling. So we expect the Senate to take action on all three of these bills in September and moving through the fall.